Welcome to the Tech Light Retrospective.
Hooray!
Yes, hooray. Welcome. Welcome to episode one of the Tech Wipe Retrospective. I am your host, Tech Wipe. This is a show about mediocre music for a mediocre world. You might know me as the co-host of the Waste of Space podcast with my buddy The Cynic, where we act like we're experts and stuff that we're definitely not experts about. This show is about music, and it's about my music. It's a place that I can play the music that I want to play, which is my music, the stuff that I make on the side when I'm bored. It's not very good, but it's mine, and I'm proud of it. And this is a podcast basically dedicated to the stuff I make. And as I continue to make it, I will continue to make shows with the songs that I make just for the hell of it. And figure I'll tell you maybe a little bit about how I make the music, or why I make it, or how I feel, or when I'm making it, or maybe just random bullshit. Whatever feels good. I was listening to one of my favorite shows the other day. It's the MoFax with Adam Curry podcast. Check it out if you've never heard it. It's pretty amazing, but they're doing a lot of stuff with podcasting 2.0. It's up and coming, and I wanted to get in on that for my music while it's still young. I didn't want to just do it on a song-by-song basis because I do like to talk. I do enjoy the sound of my own voice. So it'll give me a chance to talk a little bit about the stuff I make. And, yeah. Maybe it'll be fun, maybe not. But either way, it gives me something to do. And I bought all this equipment to record the show, and I'm going to put it to good use. So I think I'll start by playing a song. This is the most recent song that I've made. I made this song using some samples that were given to me by someone on a social media site that I frequent. Just got the samples in my message box. Said, hey, do something with this. Said, all right, that's cool. All the music I make, it's electronic. It's not long DJ sessions like some people can do podcasts with these long DJ sessions where it's just, you know, 45 minutes of them spinning stuff. I wish I was that talented. If I had the patience, I would definitely do that. My mind works in spurts, and so I make songs in spurts. They're funky, they're evil, they're something. I don't know, figure it out for yourself. Maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't. We are on the Podcasting 2.0 platform, so you can find my podcast on the Breeze app, the Sphinx app, and any of the other Podcasting 2.0 compliant type of app things that are happening right now. NewPodcastApps.com, check it out. You can find something. If you like the music, if you like my voice, you know, you can send me some Bitcoin if you want. Whatever, or just, you know, skip past it and go listen to a quilting podcast. So we'll start out with the most recent song that I made. I finished this track a couple nights ago. This song is called The Acid Pancake House. Skip. Yes, that was the Acid Pancake House. That was the most recent track I completed. That was done a couple of nights ago. The reason I did that song, I was inspired to do a song. A buddy of mine gave me some samples, sent them to me via some social media site, said, hey, do something with this. One of the samples was like a synthy bass loop that was kind of cool. It was kind of dark, really thick. I was able to tweak that up a little bit. That's kind of late in the background of that song. And he gave me a bunch of Devo clips, which I was able to kind of cut one of them up and make it sound kind of cool, like a little digital guitar kind of sound. I'm not really technical when it comes to this stuff. When I make music, it's, how can I put this? I'm an old punk guy. Like, I really like old punk. You know, I grew up in the grunge era, kind of the post-punk time. So for me, everything is really all about repetition and like I can't really get into the super intricate and complicated sort of stuff. I like things that make my head bob and you know, something that is kind of one beat that repeats a lot. Not quite as much as house, you know, where you're in a club and you're just kind of jumping up and down. It's the same beat over and over and over again. I mean, I like to kind of mix it up a little bit more than that, but for the most part, I kind of pick something that sounds funky to me at the time, and I just repeat it over and over and over and over and over again. So that song was the Acid Pancake House. That's going to be on an album that I will put out sometime here soon. I have almost enough tracks done for a third album. I do have two albums out so far. You can find them on my Bandcamp site, techwipe.bandcamp.com. You can buy me a coffee on there if you want. You can listen to most of it for free. Or if you just want to listen to just tracks individually, I do have a SoundCloud page. It's soundcloud.com/techwipe. All my songs are on there. So you can get it any way, which way you choose. So that's going to be on an upcoming album here soon. I do have two other albums out. So I'll play a song from, we'll go with my second album here. This song is called Lost in Fixation.
Come on.
Yes, that was Lost in Fixation. It's a track off my second album. The name of that album is A Friend is a Stranger You Shouldn't Have Met. The sample at the beginning of that song is actually the part of the haka from New Zealand, the Maoris. I always liked the way that sounded. I went to New Zealand once back in 2010, the very beginning of the year, and the Maoris were some of the nicest people I ever met. The place is really, really pretty. So I called that song Lost in Fixation. I think, you know, everyone goes through times when they just are kind of maybe mentally addicted to something, and you know, they battle themselves. Maybe they don't really have anybody else, so they battle themselves. Sometimes the addiction wins, sometimes it doesn't. Whenever it doesn't, they feel almost like a personal victory, only to kind of turn around and fall back into it later. If you can channel that into something positive, you know, that's the way to go, but it's not the world's easiest thing to do. But I try to do it anyways. So that's off the second album. It's got a little funky beat to it. Like Michael J. Fox said, you know, it's got a beat and you can dance to it. Maybe. Who knows? I do like that song. Up next, I'll play another song off my second album. The song is called A Bat Has Wings, But Is Not a Bird. Thank you. guess that was a bat has wings but is not a bird. That is the last song on my second album, A Friend is a Stranger You Shouldn't Have Met. I named that song off from a line that I heard in a Lone Wolf and Cub movie, which if you've never seen a Lone Wolf and Cub movie, they're amazing. It's basically the story of a Ronin who wanders around old Japan with a toddler in tow. Think of The Mandalorian, but set in old Japan. I think it's based off a manga. Highly recommend it. But that song had a little bit more of a kind of a laid-back vibe. A little ethereal at times. I remember one time when I was making music back in the day, a buddy of mine told me that my music sounded like evil video game music. It's like, okay, well, can roll with that. Everyone has their own sound. You know, if it means something to you, then it becomes your own sound. It's not like the kind of the machine-produced insert a quarter and get a record out kind of music of today. I'm not saying all music is like that, just the main stuff, the main, I guess you could say mainstream, whatever, you know, the radio stuff. As long as you can create your own voice and something that means something to you, your process, what you get out of it, that's really all that matters. As long as it makes you happy, you just find something that makes you happy, takes up your time in a positive way. If it's music, great. If it's drawing, writing, whatever it is, just makes you happy. I'm a big Bob Ross fan, if you can't tell. So for the final song of the evening, this is the last song off of my first record. My first record is called Sunburnt Songs. That record is named after where I'm at, essentially, down here in Miami, Florida. The bell end of America's penis. I named the album Sunburnt Songs. These are all the ones I started making about, I think this was about 8 months ago. And this is a tribute to our new overlord. It's called Cup of Joe.
Was a bad dude. Was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Come on, man, get a life. Break here.
pressure. Come down here in the basement. Across, you're the only guys who didn't understand it.
Yes, a tribute, an early tribute to number 46 and the weird mind fuck of a time we're in right now. Everyone hated the last guy so much, they just wanted somebody different. Well, be careful what you wish for, I guess, is all I can say about that. That was Cup of Joe. You can find that on my first record called Sunburnt Songs. All of my records are on my Bandcamp site, techwipe.bandcamp.com. You can find it also on the SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/techwipe. Hey, if you want to contact the show, you can do so, techwipe@protonmail.com. That's techwipe@protonmail.com. Say hey, tell me my stuff sucks. It's fine. Having fun, that's all that matters. Well, I'm looking at my wine glass right now. It appears to be empty. So here's a little ambient piano music to send you on home. I will catch you the next go-round.